Right, let's hear the proper version of that story now from Luke chapter 5. Elspeth and Sioned, I believe you're reading it to us this morning.
One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on to him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let your net, and you will catch many fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, we'll try again." And this time their nets were so full they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "O Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you." For he was awestruck by the size of their catch, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the son of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people."
Listening carefully, I think you've heard the same story, some of you, at least three times today. I want to say something about that now that I think is important. Right, who can tell me in the story what was the first thing that Jesus asked Simon, a.k.a. Peter, to do? What was the first thing? I've got two. Has anybody else? Or what was the first thing? Yeah, Sylvia. To bring out a boat. Okay. Yeah, sometimes people look at the stories of Jesus and the disciples and they think quite rightly that there were lots and lots of really exciting things that happened. We think about all the miracles that happened. We think of all the incredible ways that Jesus drew the crowds. But at the start of our story today, Jesus doesn't need a miracle. What he needs is a boat. And Jesus called Simon to come and to follow him, and he would make him, what would he make him? Fishers of men or fishers of people. Because the word doesn't just mean men, it means men and women. Now, sometimes I think we miss some of the things that Peter had to do. Here's one of the things that Peter had to do. He had to be good at organizing. And I say that because at the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus told Peter and the disciples to divide people into groups of 50 and to make them sit down together. You try and organize that one. That must have been an incredibly difficult thing to do. The next thing that I know that Peter had to do was that he had to pick up the litter. Because after the feeding of the 5,000, Peter and his friends had to go around with baskets and pick up everything that was left. We know that some of Jesus' disciples were sent to organize the donkey for Palm Sunday. We know that some of the disciples were sent to organize the place for the meal for the Last Supper. And that sort of thing was going on all the time. Jesus did amazing things. He did miracles. He had incredible answers to prayer. But an awful lot of what Jesus did only happened because people who were following him put in the work to do it. And even after the day of Pentecost, when thousands of people came to Christ, Peter and his friends were having to organize the money that was given for the poor people in the community to make sure it went to the right place. And they found that was so hard, it was overwhelming them. And they got other people in to help them. And these people very quickly became very good preachers, which was fantastic news. You know, when we say about following Jesus, it's often a really practical thing. It's not just about having big answers to prayer. It's about doing the stuff that needs to be done. So this morning in this church, it's great to be here. It's great to be singing praise to God. But this morning only happened because people got the breakfast ready. Because afterwards people came and they moved all the chairs and they moved all the tables and got them into the right place. For Peter to follow Jesus meant that there was just a load of practical stuff that he had to do. And as he did that practical thing, and as he was working with Jesus, he saw Jesus, he learnt from Jesus, and he learnt what it meant to fish for people. And he would be, years later, Peter would stand in front of a crowd, and thousands of people came to faith in Jesus that day. But the reason that Peter was ready was because he had spent years with Jesus, helping him, working alongside him, learning from what Jesus had to say. A disciple was somebody who learnt by working alongside a teacher. And if we're going to be Jesus' disciples, that's what we need to do. So thank you to everybody who worked to make this service happen today. There will be more people working afterwards. That's the sort of thing that God called Peter to do. And Peter learnt the amazing message that Jesus had. People saw Jesus doing great things. Jesus sent him out to pray for people, and incredible things happened. Peter began to understand how Jesus really thought, how Jesus really felt. He learned what Jesus was like when Jesus was happy. He learned what Jesus was like when he was sad. He learned what he was like when he was angry. He learned what he was like when he was all energetic and ready to go. He learned what Jesus was like when Jesus was tired. And he discovered what was really on Jesus' heart. And if we want to learn what it means to fish for people, I don't think it's just a matter of going out there today and saying, hey, everybody, have you heard about Jesus? I think it's a matter of us together really learning to be together, really learning to be family together, really from each other, learning what the heart of Jesus is like. And then we've got a story that is worth sharing the world. You know, there's that famous story about Peter, another miraculous catch of fish after the resurrection. And Jesus says to Peter, bring me some of the fish that you've just caught. And Jesus didn't need those fish. That's utterly clear from the story. Jesus already had a lot of fish. But he wanted to receive what Jesus had for him. And the other thing in this story, Jesus told him he wanted his boat. And sometimes he says to us, look, what I need at the moment is not your prayers. I need your assets. I need your money. I need your time. Sometimes that's what Jesus wants from us. And the second time, he says to Peter, go into the deep. And I wonder if some of us this morning are ready to pray a dangerous prayer to the Lord and to say, Lord, send me out into the deep. Whatever that means for me, Lord, I want to go into the deep. I want a deep relationship with you. I want to go to the places that are difficult. I want you to send me. I want you to make me into something new. So we're going to pray together now. And let's see how we want to respond to God today. We've heard that great story. We've heard Jesus say to Peter, I'll make you fish for people. Let's pray together now. Father, thank you that we can be here today. Thank you for all your goodness towards us. Father, this morning we offer ourselves to you again. Lord, we offer you our time, our money, our abilities, our assets. Lord, we want to use them for you. Help us to be really generous in what we do. And Lord, for some of us today, we want to pray that you would send us out into the deep, that you send us out to the place that we don't know, or send us into the place where we think it's not working. And Lord, just as you told Peter where to go and there was this great catch of fish, Lord, please tell us where to go, each one of us, so that we can get to the right place. Right, we're going to take just a couple of moments of quiet. Pray your own prayer to the Lord in the silence today.